This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl Morey was on the Colin Cowherd show earlier today. Free agency almost upon us in the NBA. Here is Daryl Morey on his expectations of meetings with big-time free agents.
Well, definitely some free agents, but I think you mean a top one. And yeah. I'd say yes.
So you are confirming to me, this is a big breaking.
I think so. I can't say for sure because we can't schedule them yet. But I feel good that we'll be with a top free agent in the early days.
So, and everybody thinks that'll be Jimmy Butler. If there's any of them amongst the top, say six or seven that they would meet with, and they wouldn't be able to sign Jimmy Butler. They'd have to figure something out with Philadelphia in that case. One more from Daryl Morey, and this echoes something that Jonathan Fagan had in the Houston Chronicle this morning on the heels of the awards show last night, where Daryl Morey basically just says it. He declares it. The Rockets are the favorites in the Western Conference.
Well, I have to focus on that. That's a real thing that, you know, we've got to make sure that we can stay competitive. That's why we're chasing some of the top free agents again. I think we got a real shot at one of them potentially. And, we feel very good about our window. Obviously, Golden State is probably not going to be as good next year, so that's going to help us. I do think the West is wide open. But most teams are trying to keep their starting five from last year together right now. We've got our starting five. We're going to add a mid-level. If we can get a top-level guy, we'll get him. And I think we're the favorites in the West next season. And I think Vegas will show that when they start doing the over-unders and all that.
There you go. Putting the target right on his back.
At the risk of sounding like Houston homers, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing he just said, especially given Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant's respective situations in Golden State. The West is wide open right now, and the Rockets have been the second-best team behind Golden State for a few years now. If Golden State is significantly weakened and the Rockets are actually back as is or maybe strengthened with somebody like a Jimmy Butler, it's not unreasonable to call them the best team in the West.
No, I will be curious to see if the odds makers reflect what Daryl is saying there. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the Lakers are better than the Rockets, but he himself brought up Vegas in that answer there.
Yeah.
I will be curious to see if Vegas agrees with him along those lines, only because two things. One, the Lakers are the favorite in most of the places that you go to for that type of thing. Futures bets, the Lakers are the favorite to win the NBA title next year. I don't agree with it, but they are the favorite in a lot of places right now because of all the buzz surrounding LeBron James and Anthony Davis
that's
playing together.
That's a classic example of a number that's intended only to encourage people to bet on that number.
Well,
I don't believe it. I don't agree with it either. I think it's close to preposterous to label the Lakers as the favorite to win the championship.
I think what it is, Rich, it's a number to protect Vegas from taking. They know they're going to take a ton of Laker bets. They don't need to entice anybody to bet on the Lakers with LeBron James. They're a public team. So they're going to put a number out there where they're not going to be massively exposed. That's what that is. It's almost like the opposite. They're almost trying to dissuade people from voting on from betting on the Lakers because people are inclined to bet on public teams like the Lakers and the Cowboys and the Yankees. The other team that's a fly in the ointment potentially is we got to see what happens. You brought it up in the previous segment with Kawhi Leonard and what happens with him. If he lands with the Clippers... Yeah. And especially if the Clippers land another free agent, which they've got room to do. They've got two max slots. And our guy Brian Geltziler said that he thinks they could get Al Horford also. Then all of a sudden the Clippers are a real problem. They were already a fly in the ointment last year, but they're a real problem after that.
Yeah, Clippers have been mentioned in the same breath as those two players, Kyrie Irving and an injured Kevin Durant. The rumor is that they'll both become Brooklyn Nets. So the landscape in the NBA is about to change pretty significantly. And I think you and I both agree that if the Jimmy Butler acquisition is a possibility, it's going to have to be a sort of a mirror image of the Chris Paul deal. He opts into the final year of his deal, and the Rockets work out some sort of actual trade with the 76ers.
Yeah, the Rockets don't have cap space to sign Jimmy Butler or anybody into that, unfortunately. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.